our School of Education. Dr. Burgad has done a tremendous job in his time here as dean in leading the program, continuing to lead the program, continuing to grow the program, and continuing to establish it as the premier education program in this entire part of the country. So would you please help me in welcoming Dr. Alan Burgad, Dean of the School of Education.
Thank you, President LaFave. First, I'd like to echo all the many thank yous that were shared by President LaFave. The Valley City Teacher Education Program has a long, strong, and proud tradition for over 100 years. We have 530 pre-service teachers currently in our program, and over 1,500 that are employed as educators and administrators across the state of North Dakota. Not only is our teacher education program the largest in North Dakota, it's one of the largest in the Midwest. I would be remiss if I didn't recognize the outstanding faculty, both the past and present, in the VCSU School of Education. These individuals have impacted and supported thousands of teachers both regionally and globally. Many individuals and departments contribute to the success regarding the quality of post-secondary education here at Valley City State. The efforts of each department and their leadership needs to be commended. I see many departments here today, and I think they need a round of applause, so thank you for all your help. The modernized renovations of McCarthy Hall will extend 21st century learning opportunities for current and future educators. We are very excited about the state of art technology, literacy and STEM classrooms, along with the new Children's Literacy Lab. These learning centers will provide tremendous learning opportunities and prepare our next generation of educators. In closing, I also need to acknowledge our regional partnership schools and including Valley City Public Schools. These relationships built with classroom teachers and school administrators has enabled and prepared educators and teachers. We want to thank all school districts in your efforts and commitment in preparing our future educators. Thank you.
Thank you to all of our speakers this morning, and thank you again to all of you for attending. I should mention there's some ice water over here for those that have been